Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan is behind the gates. Mary Kay Cabot just joined us at 11 o'clock just a few moments ago. If you missed any of that interview, you can always go to the Odyssey app and check it out on the Radio Rewind or the Baskin and Phelps podcast. It's all right there for you. Jeff, Mary Kay had quite a few things to say. What do you take away from that interview?
The thought about Mike Hall has me intrigued and a little more severe on the injury than maybe people were led to believe. If you can drop Mike Hall next to Mason Graham, and you have Malik Collins, and Shelby Harris is here for now, maybe Shelby gets traded at the trade deadline, because if Mike Hall is good to go, personally I'd keep Shelby, but that's okay. This defense could become even more powerful, Andy, than it is. You know, if you have a defensive line with Miles and Alex Wright, who's coming on at defensive end, and Isaiah McGuire, and then Collins and Graham and Hall up front, and then Schlesinger doing what he's doing with some really good DBs, and this unit could really take another step, really could. And I'm anxious to see it. And I think that's how this team is going to have to win. The offense isn't going to win games for you. The defense can.
They're in an interesting spot there, too, if Mike Hall does come back, because Aiden Huntington's in the concussion protocol.
Yeah, right now.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Aiden. I love when they put him out there. You could just easily put Mike Hall back on the roster and Aiden Huntington's on the injured list. We'll see what happens, or at least on the concussion part of it. I'd like to see Mike Hall get back on the field. You're right.
Andy could be a force for the next 8 years together.
Be kind of fun.
You know, really could.
They just got to get him on the field, you know? But you know, I didn't realize the damage. You're right.
It's a serious injury.
Yeah. Well, maybe hopefully he bounces back from this and we'll see where he can go from that. Do you have anything else that you thought jumped off the page with Mary Kay? Okay. So the other part of it that I want to talk about was the quarterback part where, you know, she said, it seems that they're happy with the way Shedeur Sanders is progressing behind the scenes. And, you know, we sit here and people want to say, well, put him out on the field. And again, I think part of it's a level, it's a trust level. They've got the guy they want in place to play quarterback, who, as Mary Kay said,
for now,
is out there playing clean football.
For now.
He's not turning the ball over. He's doing what they're asking him. But I want to see what the other part that she said about Dylan Gabriel is, let him open it up a little bit. I feel like he has been just so hamstrung. I feel like he's been hamstrung. Like he is, you will do this. This is the next play. Let's move forward. Okay, 3 yards, 4 yards. Oh, didn't get a first down. That's okay. The drive ended in a punt. That's one of the things that we accept on this team. Everything should end with a kick.
Yeah, but
I just feel it's very robotic. Everything feels robotic.
Except for one thing.
Well, you tell me.
Might that be the best way to help a rookie quarterback succeed?
I do, but I don't. There's got to be more to it. You've got to be able to pick up 20-yard plays.
Yeah, but he's only played three games.
But Jeff, it's the NFL, man. Quarterbacks, doesn't matter if you're the 16th stringer. You've got to be able to expect a little bit more, don't you think?
No.
Throw the ball down the field a little bit.
Not yet for a guy who wasn't taken at the top of the draft.
You thought enough of him to let your two veterans go. You thought enough of this guy to let your two veterans go. Let him throw the ball down the field.
I think you're making an assumption there.
Jeff, it looks very... I mean, it was. It looked... I mean, yes, I understand there was rain.
No, that's not the assumption.
I'll give you the
rain.
That's
not the assumption you're making.
I feel like there's more to his game than we've seen.
I think there is too. But the assumption you're making is that the reason they got rid of the veterans is because they thought highly of Dylan Gabriel. You could make the argument that you're shrugging, and I get it.
I am shrugging, yes.
You could have gotten rid of the veterans because they might have given you a better chance to win games. I mean, what are you trying to do?
You say they're playing to lose? Isn't that finable from the NFL?
Haven't we talked about that?
Yeah, I know we've talked about it, but to just come out and say it is...
Well, I've already come out and said it. So have you. So have other people.
I didn't necessarily say that they want to lose.
I haven't said that. But who gives you a better chance to win football games? Kenny Pickett? Joe Flacco?
Although he didn't look real good the other day.
Well, he played like two throws.
Yeah, and didn't he fumble the first snap? Again?
Yeah, that wasn't good either.
Yeah.
But... You know, he hasn't played with Vegas. Maybe he will be. But, I mean, who would have given this team a better chance to win games? Two veteran quarterbacks or two rookie quarterbacks?
If they went with
the two rookies. What does that scream?
You and I think that, but we're not making the call out there.
Well, I know, but
they made the decision to go with a rookie. They made it. Gives them the best opportunity
to play. You said the reason why they made it was because they thought so highly of Dylan. I would argue that.
They thought enough of him to make him the starting quarterback.
Okay, you can go with that.
They thought enough of Dylan Gabriel to make him the starting quarterback. Because once you pick up the phone and answer the phone, either way, and talk to the Bengals and send Flacco packing, you had to be secure in the thought of Dylan Gabriel's our man. Got to feel good about it.
You don't have to feel good about it. There might be more strategy going on here than we want to admit.
God, I'd hate to think that you walk into a game. Yeah, well, they put our fourth best option there, a quarterback. I'm tired. I mean, they're not that far out of it. I know they only have two wins. Still early in the season. I know no one wants to believe that. But if the Packers beat the Steelers this week, it's a whole new ball game.
It's not like they traded, and if it is, well, shame on them. It's not like they traded Flacco and Pickett because they got great returns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They thought their third round draft pick was ready to start. They had to have.
No, they didn't.
Jeff, they made him the starter. Are you saying they made him the starter without confidence? Is that what you're saying?
They made him the starter because he's the last man standing.
It pains me to even think that.
I hope he turns out to be great, and I hope Shadur turns out to be great. But I think they're, I mean, let's be honest. If you were truly looking to maximize your win total this year, Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett would be quarterbacking this team. And you probably would have drafted just one of these guys because you have two first-round picks for next year. And the minute they made that deal, and I've said this way too many times, we all assume that they had the opportunity to take a good quarterback next year.
And what happens when we assume? We all know
well,
that.
All I know is there are about 10 guys. And well, we'll talk about this next segment.
Okay.
It's you know, your quarterback room is a mess right now because you have two rookies in it. And neither guy looks like he's ready to be a star in the NFL. Keywords there were looks
unless
like.
Unless you're putting a Band-Aid on ready. Until Deshaun is ready.
Which is possible, Andy. Yeah.
You do what Cincinnati did. I mean, they brought Flacco in to be a Band-Aid. Is Gabriel a Band-Aid to Watson? I can't even believe I'm saying it, but maybe.
I would have thought if you were keeping the Band-Aid on, you'd have kept Joe.
That's what Cincinnati did. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh. I gladly waited on the phone for an hour to get this off of my chest with you guys.
Good. Go ahead.
First of all, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listen, I feel like all I'm hearing is excuses on these waves this morning. And here's where my point is going to come from, and I'll make it short and sweet. When the schedule came out this year, you guys looked at the schedule. Did you see Miami as a winnable game?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So yeah. Why is that changing the hot seat perspective all of a sudden because of one game? A game we were supposed to win with weather elements that any coach could have figured out to run the ball in, guys. Listen, I heard Cool Ray and you guys, or you and Jeff, get into it this morning. I thought it was interesting because going back, and Cool Ray has a point, and Jeff, I'm not going to upset you, I promise you. Cool Ray does have a point, though. When Baker won us that playoff game against Pittsburgh, that was Stefanski's first playoff win, even though he wasn't on the sidelines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Following that up, the Watson deal came to fruition. Are you guys really telling me that Stefanski and Barry didn't make that decision together after Stefanski just had a quarterback win a playoff game for him? That doesn't make any sense, guys, that we're saying that
those two
aren't talking at all. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me ask you this. Maybe they kicked it around, and their job is to every day say, how can we get better at a position? Can we agree on that? We agree on that.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
So here's what happens. Again, and we were all here for this, right? They decided they wanted to get into the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes, right? We're all on the same page. Sure. Deshaun said what? I'm not coming.
First,
no.
Right? Yeah, right.
No. And who got upset? Baker. And Baker said, well, that's it. You wanted him. You don't want me. I'm done.
Okay, but do you
and
blame
so
him?
So now, no, I don't blame him at all for that. I had no problem with that. So now you turn around and now the front office has egg on their face. Not only do they not have Watson, now Mayfield is going to social media saying, thank you, Browns fans. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody had to pull the trigger at that point to say, let's give him the biggest deal ever.
And who was that?
Who was it?
And I'm 100% agreeing with you guys, but here's the problem. Here's the problem with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to hold somebody accountable for this decision-making? Whether it's one or the other, guys, it doesn't really matter.
You're missing the point.
How about the owner?
That's who you hold responsible for the Watson.
And I think he holds himself responsible for this because that's why these guys have been able to hang on as long as they have.
Guys, I've brought up the owner before, and you always tell me when I bring up the owner that the fans, no matter what they say, the owners aren't listening. So why bring up that point to discuss with you guys?
Because it's the
truth.
What's
going on in front of us.
It feels like it's the truth. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate you. I got to take a break. Oh, boy. I want to do a little bit of quarterback talk here, but not the quarterbacks we have, Jeff.
The quarterback we're going to have.
Tell me about the quarterbacks of the future. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.